It was important to these Plato's tribesmen that we believe in their supposed superiority for myriad reasons intertwined. But a significant one we see, distinct from their need to establish their rule's legitimacy, is they need themselves to believe it. Recall what Popper said in our radio show of October 11, 2015. And I have to say, I cannot read this without getting the chills. On the one hand, by the horrors wrought by this one man, Plato. And Popper is careful to say that he believes in the sincerity of Plato. But an abandoned child's horrors are still horrors. And on the other, by the chilling thought of how much depended on Popper. And I'll have to go into this in more depth at some other point, but I mean, it does give me the chills to imagine how difficult this would be if he had not translated and carefully read the entire body of work of this man. Stronger stomach than me, all I can say. An amazing gift from Karl Popper. Quote, "What kinds of lies has Plato in mind when he exhorts his rulers to use strong medicine? Crossman rightly emphasizes that Plato means propaganda, the technique of controlling the behavior of the bulk of the ruled majority. Certainly, Plato had these first in his mind. But when Crossman suggests that the propaganda lies were only intended for the consumption of the ruled, while the rulers should be a fully enlightened intelligentsia, then I cannot agree. I think, rather, that Plato's complete break with anything resembling Socrates' intellectualism is nowhere more obvious than in the place where he twice expresses his hope that even the rulers themselves, at least after a few generations, might be induced to believe his greatest propaganda lie. I mean his racialism, his myth of blood and soil, known as the myth of the metals in man and the earthborn. Here we see that Plato's utilitarian and totalitarian principles overrule everything, even the ruler's privilege of knowing and of demanding to be told the truth. The motive of Plato's wish that the rulers themselves should believe in the propaganda lie is his hope of increasing its wholesome effect, i.e. of strengthening the rule of the master race, and ultimately of arresting all political change," unquote, from The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato. We have been trapped by people trapped in their deeply implanted misconceptions, who have become like robots, function on automatic. They cannot be reasoned with. And I'm talking about these global state statesmen, not those who do their bidding out of some form of compulsion. But as we, one by one, begin having our broad, globe-encompassing discussions, planning how to inaugurate a new social arrangement, and I'm talking altogether new, we have to start thinking, I hate to use that expression, out of the box. We got to come up with a better one. We have to start thinking expansively. Or thinking literally from what this body wants, that we, each of us, has direct connection to the earth through. Let's start pondering that. If we had the world that we want, what would be its design? Keeping in mind the way we are when we first come onto the earth, how we love freedom to explore without limits, to and that may sum it up. No limits imposed on our thought process. What would a world that supports that, what would the structural underpinnings of that world be? I want to explore that next week. So as we begin claiming the earth as our territory for thought. You know, they have been accustomed to think of themselves as the ones who have sole prerogative over planning for the earth itself, the entire globe. As we start doing that, planning how to inaugurate a new social arrangement globally on the fresh premises of non-coercion and the full development of our gifts through self-creation, the very range and depth of our vision, the fact that we see the world itself as our province, will be for these power guys deeply disturbing, profoundly unnerving, as the very act of our discussions breaks their hold on us. For if thought, broad and all-encompassing, is not their exclusive province, then their sense of themselves is shaken, their entire philosophy mistaken. And as we free ourselves, we unmake them. Command exists, but with obedience.